From the KVIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ben Singson. Students at the Rockbridge High School branch of Students Demand Action are calling for changes to Missouri's gun legislation. Students invited policymakers, school administrators, and other experts on gun violence to participate in a town hall discussion Saturday about what is currently being done to prevent gun violence in the state. Rachel Erickson is president of the student group.
I think it's important that students start educating ourselves before we turn 18. A lot of people seem to think that you can only really start to become politically active once you can start voting. But if you wait until you can vote to educate yourself, your vote's not going to be that educated.
Other groups present at the town hall meeting include Moms Demand Action, as well as other concerned community members. A jury has awarded $265 million in punitive damages to a Missouri peach grower who sued Bayer and BASF over damage to his orchards that he says was caused by the weed killer dicamba drifting onto his trees. The award Saturday came a day after the jury awarded $15 million in actual damages to Campbell resident Bill Vader. Vader says dicamba drifted onto his peach trees from other farms. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the jury agreed with the lawsuit's contention that Bayer and BASF committed negligence and conspired together. Bayer's attorneys said the company will appeal. The National Federation of the Blind of Missouri is at the state capitol to lobby for laws and changes that can make blind Missourians' lives more accessible. A few of the issues they are focusing on include individualized education programming recordings, pensions, and employment. Eugene Coulter is president of the Columbia chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri. He says Braille literacy gives students more equality.
I guess the biggest thing is if a person sees at all, like I did when I was a kid, they told you you had to learn print.
According to Missouri's annual Blind or Visually Impaired Literacy Study of 2018, conducted by the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, only 8.9% of the blind or visually impaired use Braille as their primary reading medium. Coulter says there are not enough qualified Braille teachers, and teaching a student Braille takes scheduling, time, and money. The National Federation for the Blind of Missouri will also be lobbying at the state capitol tomorrow. St. Louis-born author and playwright A.E. Hotchner has died at the age of 102. Hotchner was close friends with Ernest Hemingway and Paul Newman and wrote memoirs about each of them. He also wrote best-selling biographies of Doris Day and Sophia Loren, and a book about his childhood, King of the Hill, which was later adapted into a Steven Soderbergh movie. At the age of 100, he wrote the detective novel The Amazing Adventures of Aaron Broome, and at 101, he adapted Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea for the stage. I'm Ben Singson, KBIA News, Columbia.